Dodge stayed in Cheyenne for 3 weeks, long enough to see another Hell on Wheels roll into it. Dodge went on to Fort Sanders, where he stayed long enough to lay out another town to be called Laramie, and eventually to be the site of the University of Wyoming. It was here at Fort Sanders that Dodge learned for the first time that Brown had been killed by Indians. Now he needed a new surveyor to mark out the region to the west. He was tired, overworked, shorthanded, sick, and he had just lost two of his best engineers and surveyors. On the trip west, he had suffered everything but death from my rides. How long I can stand it, God only knows. But he had to continue in order to do Brown's work and lay out a line west of the Rockies. "I must push west," he wired the company. "The Indians hold the country from here to Green River, in today's western Wyoming, and unless I get out there, we will fail in all our plans for 1868. That would not do. The railroad had captured the public to the point where it dominated the news. Horace Greeley's paper, the New York Tribune, declared that Casement's men are working upon a scale never before approached in railway history. Harper's Weekly pronounced, "No road of its length and magnitude was ever before contemplated, much less attempted. The work is now one of such national importance that the people insist upon its vigorous prosecution as positively as they insisted on the prosecution of the late war." The railroad to the Pacific may have been of the greatest importance, but riding on an 1867 train imposed a terrible price on passengers. Back east, and not infrequently in the west as well, at least according to Harper's Weekly, the railroads used abominable, old-fashioned, low-roofed cars, and there are still passengers who ignominiously submit to this and to every other kind of railroad tyranny. The cars were subject to a constant jerking and thumping. Sometimes during this ordeal, a brakeman thrusts his head into the car, shouts something, slams the door, and leaves the excited passenger to the wildest conjecture. In addition, there was the misery of summer railway travel, including the heat, the glare, the dust, the cinders, and the rattle, plus the flies. Through the summer, the Indians continued to dispute the road. On August 7, a party of 40 or so Cheyenne, led by Chief Pawnee Killer, went after the railroad. Operating near Plum Creek in central Nebraska, they cut the telegraph, then removed the spikes and bent the rails, and waited for the next train to derail itself, just as the Confederates and Yankees had done to each other's trains during the war. When the train hit the damaged rail, over the engine went. The engineer, fireman, two brakemen, and three telegraph repairers were killed. Behind that train came another freight train. It crashed into the wreck and was overturned. The conductor ran back down the track and stopped a third train, which backed up to the Plum Creek station. The Cheyenne, meanwhile, burned the trains and cars. They killed and scalped 7 or 8 people and threw their bodies into the flames. A relief train carrying workers armed with carbines went back to the scene before dawn. As the train approached, the engineer and others saw that the Indians had found some barrels of whiskey, got drunk, and set the wreck on fire. A Chicago Tribune reporter noted that the fire lit the prairie for a considerable distance around. The dark forms of the savages were plainly seen dancing triumphantly around the scene of their atrocious work, while their fierce yells were borne savagely back to the train. It was horrifying. The Tribune wrote, "The railroad men in Omaha, fresh from Cheyenne, filled with alarming rumors, have an infallible remedy for the Indian troubles. That remedy is extermination. These men, most of them tender and gentle with the weak of their own race, speak with indifference of the wiping out of thousands of papooses and squaws." It wasn't just the ordinary railroad workers who felt that way. So did their leaders. "We've got to clean the damn Indians out," Dodge declared, "or give up building the Union Pacific Railroad. The government may take its choice." For his part, Sherman wrote at this time, "The more we can kill this year, the less will have to be killed the next year. For the more I see of these Indians, the more convinced I am that they all have to be killed or be maintained as a species of paupers."